he was actually the richness of the sugya. Pick up again Yud Beis, refresh your memory, we're up to Hamavashel Aleimayim Rosen, Shuch Mubeish, Bishul Klirishon. Look at the language in the text before the commentary. Hamavashel Aleimayim Rosen, Shuch Mubeish, Kanshiniach Dovam Mizbashel Besoch Maim Rosen. Av achas shesum kameish kol zman shayat shaledes bo harei zechayet. Vehu shehuchmu hamayim al haesh ba'osa kli asmo hu anikra kli rishon. Yesh omrim she'ein habishul bekli rishon nikra bishul lezchayev olo men haTorah, but rov poskim hold that it is. Pick up Aleph. Okay, the Simikot Aleph in the Negletal. Hine daba poshut baran di gemore di don sile di kirishin ha bebishul gomor lachaye v'chatas. Remember? Okay, give me a raya quickly, a raya from the gemore that we hold that kirishon is chayev.
Yeah. Huh?
Had
to put in a cliche before he puts it on the ground.
By the attaboy. Okay, they went to the mikveh. Right there, he said he wanted to put a bottle of oil into the, I guess, the original source of the heat. He told them, no, don't do it. Take a cliche and put in cliche. That's all right. Ella Shakob and Edo, Hikshavaran. Right? And Mashre Plukta Ben Babli Yerushalmi. Claiming the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that way. The Minole Laran Ho, Shagamma Yerushalmi Model Issa the Rabbonon. Dev Shagamma Figamo, Don in a Chayav Chatas al Kirishon. Yerushalmi says also only with Rabbonon. So how does the Ran conclude? Right, that the lotion of our Gemara, if you remember, if the raya is from that incident between Rebbe and Talmud, right, the Talmid of Rabeir, if you remember, and Daf Mem Amud Beis, Bikish Radiyach Kak, no, the previous one it was. Where is this? I'm sorry, that was, who is it? Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It was Rebbe, not a mayor. Rebbe Lebeis America. People need to pass Shel Shem and Bambati. I'm a Tobel Klisheni, Vitain. Shmamino, Shem and Yezbushon Bishop, Shmamina Klisheni, Enem of Ashel, Shmamina, but didn't say Chayav. So maybe Agmar also means the Rabbanon. It's also, but he stopped him from doing it, because also. He said, so how, that's a taina. The Ram uses that as the moko to say that's also midorah. I mean, it's a chiyuv chatos. What's the raya? Efshe gam fi gmor idon, echa echad al kli rishon. Okay, beyosem is there. She gam meyaram mamash mein chiyuv kli rishon min haTorah. Well, we learned this already together, because you look in the structure of the outline of the Rambam on Hilchas Isur Shabbos, he lists in Halacha Vav, in Perek Chavez, Halacha Vav, Bein Hashvusim, because of Loshon Lo Yitim. Lo Yitim is so clear, Yishon. Doesn't sound like the Loshon Chayev. And, right, he lists the other lochos, and he said, and the shvusim are, and he lists there, lo yitem be klirisho. Right? Uklola kaila rambam peik aleph, he gave us his rules, she bemokom, she omar osol asos kein, o eno osin kein, es mak no samak es marda, sen ala med rabonan. Hare sfirli, misame de bishu klirisho, no rak med rabonan. Why? Behind the mishum, the sfirah like a rishalmi. Dein bishu bovor elohim aor mahalat tachtov. Now, so it's a, if you remember, tachtov, not davke tachtov. It means direct from the heat, right? Why? If the heat is on the side, it sounds so good. Not at all about. I mean, asad kenegan amadura, right? Just as good. I want to skip. We did the last one. I remember just say review. Just about pair. He brings the Gemara in Pesachim in Pair Kosher about adding flour to something on the fire. Shaila of the flour becoming. I'm talking about flour, regular flour on Pesach. You can use regular flour on Pesach. I mean, you gotta have strong nerves, right? Like the Hasidim who like to bake matzah erev Pesach achar chatzos, right? You gotta know what you're doing. It's already zman isur chometz, isur lav, on Pesach, middle Pesach. You're playing with isur chometz. It's perfectly fine. Flour is not chometz. Flour is kosher to use on Pesach. But you gotta know what you're doing, right? So there, if you remember the sugya involved, a recipe which contained vinegar. And there, the presence of the vinegar plus heat sort of is a bit of a security blanket, a bit of a protection against chimus, because vinegar also helps to denature the flour so that it cannot become chametz. Then he goes into the sugya, is it zev zegorem? Okay, I don't want to leave that. We went touch a little bit. Not much benefit from that one. Right. Pick up on Shin Aleph test. I want just to, again, to show the brilliance of this Egli Tal, how he doesn't deviate from the shita. I told you the key shita is a halachic concept goes all over Mamatzino. A halachic concept, if we're talking about Bishul, wherever there's a din of Bishul by Kol Pesach, right? Bishul by Chometz, right? It has to follow the same principles, unless you can make a nice, clear distinction between them. Look at the kasha, yes. And here, I'd like to hear whether you think he has a taina or not. Here, I would like to question whether he's fair in making that connection. Hine. If he's there, kosher tuvo masnisim per kama de masros. Hashemen, mishi yorad leuko, afa pi shi yorad, notel men leuko, ume besa memloch, besa pasen, venosen, lechavito, letomchui. Avlo yitin lekidero, ulo lafes, Kishen Roschin. Okay, can you people have any idea what people have learned the Mishnah in Maisos? Let me tell you what this sugi is. Is Achilas Haroi. When is it looked upon already that it was Nikva? It's no longer Haroi, it's now Keva. What's Aloche? Until a point of where you prepared it for your own use, it's still mutot achilas aroi. Achilas aroi includes, by the way, machel lebehemto. Right, that's aroi. You can take a little bit, you know. So it fell out in the field, right, and he's harvesting something, and he wants to take something and eat it. You don't have to worry about priceless. in front of my daughter's son-in-law's house in Efrat, there's a fig tree, like every place else in Eretz Yisrael. Well. Fig trees, as we'll say, that the Torah is Nimshol Teina. Why? Because a Teina, a fig tree, is not harvested at once, but they get ripened all over the course of months. They get ripened. So whenever you want a fig, you can always look around and find one ripe fig. Likewise, Torah, right? Even though you think you harvested already, there are no more left. If you look again, you'll find something. You find something good. You find something good over there. That's why it's an initial little teino. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong. You go there, you can pull one off and eat it. No one gave maisel from it. You have to go off a little piece for maisel. No, it's achilas ahoy. Right? Once you take it into the house and you use some of it for making a cooked dish, that's the end. Then it's no longer called ahoy. That's hukva la maisa. Okay? You people following? That's what he's talking about. All these things, afvei sheyorad, even though he went ahead and he crushed the olives and it ran down to the receptacle called the okol, right? All these we bein hapasa, and these are all the components of the press, of the olive press, right? Then he can take some of it, he can put it, right, lechamito letomchui, right? He wants a little olive oil for a salad. Okay, you have a pot of something. You want some more oil in it. You can put it into the tub. Put no button. But you don't put it in when to something that's on the fire that's boiled. Why? Once you cook with it, that's hook for the maisa. Up until then, you're not cooking with it; just tasting it. When you cook with it, that's really hook for the mice. After that, you can't eat a chilas aroi already. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, people, you with me? Rav Yehuda Omer, l'chol hanosein, chos b'idav ha-shech b'chomez v'tzir. Okay. What are you talking about? Cooking is cooking. If it has chomez or tzir, most likely some brine salt. I thought it's here is also used in Issa v'Heter as the juice that comes out of meat when you salt it. It's called tzir. Pir Sharash, Chamito, what's Chamito? He jumped over all those words, the Chamito. Ugo Daka, Boda Chama, a pita, a flat piece of bread, when it's still hot, sheyotze min hatanur, machlikin poneho b'shemen. Then that's the way they do it. Shmear some oil over it. V'af agav dechamahi, lo mevashel yosef. Doesn't cook too much. Doesn't cook after you. Sure, the ugo is hot, but that won't boil the oil. So it's not called that you put the oil into a dish which is on the fire, which is cooked. Because once you cook, it's hook for lamaisa. Okay? You with me? V'chein l'tomchoy. What's a tomchoy? Af al pi shicham. Even though the tomchoy is also hot, that's not called cooking. The klisheni in mevashel. Of a low likadero, the lechonos, right, is really just defined the lechonos in the Mishnah itself. Right, so tomchoy is a klisheni, kadero is a klirishon. Right, even shemisbashel sham choshev kigmar malocha. Inami, other say, dilma osel mechel achilas keva. If already you put it in to a pot in which you're cooking, in which you cooked something, klirishon, people will forget and think it's already all taken care of. Yeah, one inami is kind of a zeir rabbanon. But the first one it says, right, is choshek kigam alocha. Bal kochoch, Rav Yehuda also the taimei, right? The afilu be klirishon lo b'sheila. Elam yesh bo chometz v'tzir. V'hashta koshe. Tanakama de maaseis in the maasus. Come on. Mehane tanoi de b'raise de Shabbos mem. And you have here, Rav Yehuda says, if we hold that, if we hold, that's only the Rabbonon. Yeah, our Gemara didn't say it's the raise. Like the way the Korban Eder complains, you know, raise from our Gemara. And you have a Yerushalmi that says it's only the Rabbanon Kli Rishon. Now you'll have someone here who says that that's called Yekol Bishul. He makes a differentiation between the Bishul of a Kli Rishon and the Bishul of a Kli Sheni. So Kli Sheni is not called Bishul, then Kli Rishon has to be called Bishul. So he says it'll come out that our Gemara doesn't have a Manda Omar that can be associated with that Mishnah. So the Mishnah will be arguing with Al-Gemara. Sorry. I'd like to stop here and ask you, sure, we're trying to find the dictionary definition of Bishul. But remember, we have also built-in differences. Shabbos, Ma'aseh, I talk about Shabbos. Shabbos goes with Melechas Machshavos. Right? Ma'aseh goes with what? It's a nice comparison. Also Machshavo. What? How people think. When I take oil and I start using it in my kitchen, right? That's called keva. Why would the Egvetal want to assume that you have to have identity between the two? Even though we try our best to have a dictionary definition of Bishul, but there are clear differences that we've been speaking about all along, and the Egel Tal himself made that distinction that by Shabbos you need Mleches Machshavos, right? And therefore not every Malacha can be equated with other applications of the Malacha because of that. The Gavi Shabbos, I need a Mleches Machshavos that comes from the Mishkan. There are two requirements. So I had to remember, though that's not the real definition of machshavas, but it has to be a mlocha chashuva, it has to be machshava, it has to be intent, right? But it also has to be the melechas machshavas of the Mishkan. Why would he not understand that by myself, I'm talking about how people behave? A farmer behaves when he has a harvest there is things he does until he prepares it, the final preparation, like we have in halachas, other halachas and maisas, that it, there's no chiyuv maisa until meiruach. Even after that, achilas haroi is permissible, not achilas keva. But before that, there's no chiyuv maisa at all. What's meiruach? The very last act. Literal translation, meiruach is wind shoveling, right? Or winnowing, right? Where you take the kernels and throw it up with a shovel in the air when the wind is blowing strongly, and it falls down and blows away the little shaft that remains after it's threshed. Right? That's a gemar melacha. But now we want to know, at what point do you consider this to be in your pantry? That's what keva is. Keva really means, I now took it in, and it's not part of my pantry. So what's the rice part of my pantry? I lose it for cooking. Right. That's how the Gemara, that's how Mishnah sets it up. If I got to use it in an act of cooking, it means it's in my pantry already. In my pantry, then it's keva. Then it's hukvos. Just calling to your attention, I can see a clear distinction. What a person considers to be in his pantry, right, is not necessarily the same as Melechas Machshavos for Shabbos. One has to do with how society views this thing in a sequential time sequence. At what point is it already yours? At what point are you finished with it? Right? There's hook. So I put it in my pantry, that means that I'm finished with it already. So even though I have a self I still left outside, then all of it is hukvah l'maisa. Should be a clear distinction between what society decides is a now a finished product and what the halacha will consider to be bishul. I put it a little stronger. I could see arguing that putting it into a klisheni is hukvah l'maisa. I can see arguing using it without cooking at all, using it on my plate as a salad dressing should be already hukvah l'maisa. Fine, Mishnah says not. Mishnah says no, it should be bishul, because this is what people do. Most people don't eat raw salad. They give it first to a lamb, when it becomes a sheep, they shecht it. Right? Okay, let's continue now in the text. Kaman mihane tanoi de breise de Shabbos. We learned enough mem. Kab yude lo do rab yude polik beseifo. Kab shimu mi lo do yusfir le hef shechu ze bishulu. Vav pe klisheni have a bishul according to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. But my nosin le chamito le tomchoi, why should that be mutter? Klisheni is mevushal according to him. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Tanakama namalo namasfira lehev shero zer bishulu, right? The Rabbi by Rabbi Yosef Shemen ain't bumshum bishulu. Am I lo yitin likadeho? Don't understand that kash at all. But Yosef says that Shemen is no bishulu, and this really sharpens my objection to this egli tal. There's no bishul by shemen. What's that got to do with it? What's that got to do with maisus? Maisa, I want to know when you finish with it. When did you finish the field work? When are you now in the kitchen work? So what's got to do with the fact that you say, but on shemen, there's no bishul on shemen? What's no bishul on shemen? That's to do with hilchos bishul. Why? Bishul has to make a shinui in something. I said hard to soft, soft to hard, as we explained. But shemen, Rav Yosef Tainer, shemen shouldn't be bishul at all. Just like heating a piece of metal, where you don't melt the metal. Heating lead melts, okay, it's a shinui. by heating a piece of iron, if it doesn't heat it red hot, so it's not higia to the isur of mitzarif, then there's no isur on it. So what's it got to do with the mar melocha legabe maisras? Maisras go with its utility. Shemen, when it's utilized, says, I'm not telling I'm cooking the shemen. It's not because I cooked the shemen, that's why it became hukvah lemaisa. Right. Because I use the shemen in my cooking, that's why it's hukvah lemaisa.
But since there's no mevashel the shemen, then it was hukvah lemaisa even beforehand. It had to be given as maser, even when before you were kovel. No.
So what is the Mishnah telling you? That when you start using it, it's hukvah lemaisa. That's what it says in the Beis Chabad. It's running down into the contains uko. No, it's nothing yet. When is the hook might say is utilization. When does utilization come in? When I use it, when I've communed, I use it hot, cold. The only time it is, right, at the Mishnah makes a distinction between its use in a klisheni and its use in a klirisho. That's his basis. Yud is a bit of a salvation to this svara, to what he wants to say. The yashet to me is zu, so achlomar the nei devshero zeo bishul. Okay, listen carefully. What was the key kashe? The kashe is the Mishnah and Maisras doesn't seem to match up to our Gemara. There's no one in Gemara that'll say what the Mishnah is saying. Why? Either we hold there's no bishul on shemen. We're referring to specifically to shemen. There's no bishul on shemen, right? Or the Mishnah holds have sheirozel. The mandan holds sheirozel bishulu. Then klisheni is also bishul. So why did the Mishnah differentiate shemen klisheni versus klirishul? That's basically the kasha. He comes up with a svara. Very nice. The Yashiv Tmi Yizu, Soch Lomar, the Nei, the Avsher Ozel Bishulu. That the Mishnah holds like the Madomar, that Yesh Bishul B'Shemen. No, Yesh B'Shemen, and what's a Bishul? Even warming, right? Hefshero, which is not Kli Rishon, is also Bishulu. Why? Because Mokom ain't a choshev by hefsher mevushel kol tzorko. Very nice. You can hold hefshero zeh bishulu. That's the gabe iso Shabbos. But hefshero zeh bishulu the gabe hukva lamaisa. No. They already makes the same thing that I'm presenting as a taina against him in his analysis to begin with. He really comes back. Say this is salvation. What does he say? Very nicely, he says, the gabe Shabbos, I take something raw and I cook it makol ben lasoi. It's awesome. That's enough bishul for melecha Shabbos. Right? I go ahead and I take shemen and I only make it hefshero. I only put it be klisheni. Right? I say, that's not like cooking the shemen kemachal ben lusoi. Again, legabi Shabbos, I look for, did I accomplish something? Is it melechas machshavos? I took something which was raw and I can't eat it. Now if I become a pirate, I can eat it. Machal ben lusoi, right? So it's a Michael, people eat that way. They like it medium rare. Right. Therefore, the Gabi Shabbos, it's a Melechas Bishul. Legabei Maisa, it did it enter my pant, my lotion enter my pantry? Is it in normal use? I don't use oil that way. Oil I use only if I cook it. I use hefshelo. When do I use oil in my cooking? Therefore, hefshelo is not bishulo. Legabe maisa, hefshelo could be bishulo. Legabe Shabbos. So legabe Shabbos, I can say hefshelo ze bishulo. Like I can say Michael Ben Drusoi is called bishul by Shabbos. But legabe maisa is still not the final act. That's what he said. Very nice, very nice fellow. What bothers me is that the kashya doesn't take that into account. But that's okay. That could be style. Meaning, I like to leave a kashya, even though you're yelling already, oh, I have a teretz. Wait a minute, I'll give you the teretz a little bit later. Okay? The yashi, tmi yuzu, look at you, tzoch loma, v'nehi dev shelo zel bishulu, mikom mokom, eno choshev bahefsha mavushu kol tzoko, rak kemo mavushu macha ben lusoi, the choshev bishulin in Shabbos, aber limasros, Kimash Kosra Rash, Atam Bibisho, the Kovea Lamasos, the Kibushem is Bashal Shom, Hoshov Kigmar Melocha, right? We call Zaman Shom Nigma Malachta, Bisho Lava Gmar Melocha. Good simple tennis. So how you see the chilling between two? Why? One looks upon, did I make a change in the object? The Kangibay without Briski doesn't go. Right? The second question is, did I make a change in myself? One looks at the Hefzer, right? So the Hefzer, the Gabi Shabbos, I made a change in the Hefzer, Yisro Shabbos. The Gabi Meister says, I wonder how you behave. Did you make a change in yourself that now you consider it finished and you're going to use it in your pantry, right? That goes already. But you need Gmar Bishul or another one. Nice Hefzer. We have only a few minutes. Go back to the text of the Eglei Tal, and I want to read ahead a little bit. What did he say so far in Shinala? Finished that. He said we most were showing them hold that Kli Rishon the Gabi Shabbos is Mevashel, meaning Isur Daraisa. It's a Chiyuv Chatos. The Fikach, pick up on Shin Beis, the text. The Fikach, Kedero Rosachas, Sheviro Mehoesh, Kli Rishon, Bein Sheomad Chil Al Gabayesh, Bein Sheomad Eitzaleish, he's disturbed by the possibility of you misunderstanding him. When he said that Iko Bishul is Sheesh Tachtov, Tachtov doesn't mean Tachtov, it means direct. Whether it's on the side or in the bottom, it's the same thing. Bein she'omad tchil agave, bein she'omad eitzel eish, lo yitim usoch et tavlim, kol zman shal sledet bo, vim nos al chayev. Now, v'tov, milite elik rishon, afil ein ayat sledet bo, de lasos hachoko shog ledobo. Okay, that's called an advisory. That's not compulsory. Right, you have now a pot of soup, right? And it's no longer yatsa lettuce bowl. But someone came in, and you want to serve him soup, he'll eat it not so hot. Okay, it's not yatsa lettuce bowl. Teddy put, I have a few people came in late, and I put some salt in the pot, some pepper into the pot, right? Just don't, nothing wrong. If it's not yatsa lettuce bowl, it can be cooked. There's nothing wrong with. Then it's a klich lishi. It makes no difference, right? He says, but you shouldn't do it. You did it because it's cooled down. Someone else see you do it, right, will think it's okay to do it, therefore you shouldn't do it. Okay. Lasos hachoko shog ledovo. That's an advisory, not mentioned in the Gemara, such aloche. Not a gzeira de rabban. Mikom okom, yesh dvorim hakoshim, Mizbashel, Vein im Spaschen, lo betriechen, lo kenegen am Dura, ella bei Kliya Homein, eitzel eish mamish, o shemale resichos, zian bosser show. This would be if you do halacha l'maisa. If I took a piece of meat and put it into a pot of boiling water on the fire, it'll take a while for that meat to become cooked. But the fact is that in a very short time, it'll become not raw. And if I want to eat the meat that way, so Gemara says that what? In a Kli Rishon, certainly there was no such thing. Why? Because Sricha, Gemara says it by salt. Sricha milcha bishula, right? Kibosa de tura. Salt has to be cooked, right, for a length of time before it gives its flavor. I don't know what. We'll come at that in a minute, a little more later. And just like the meat of an ox, right? Yesh omrim hu adin kol mini boso hu kosher lizbashel. Therefore, there's no isur d'oraisa to do that. If you do it, there's no isur d'oraisa. To put a piece of raw meat into a kli rishon, right? He throws in Omid Eitzela Eish Mamish Oshamala Resichus Kambosu Shor. What does that mean? Instantly, if it's bubbling, right? Assumption is, if it's bubbling, it's on the fire. If it's on the fire and I put it in, then it also takes a while for meat to cook. Meat's not going to cook right away. And then it must mean that, alright? The Medro Mamurim Mishon Nimlach Meolam Vutzorich, right? He has to feed his shikse. Butzorech avurakom. But then it's okay to put it in. But if it's not nimlach, he can't cook it. But isob dam. Right? You need to salt the meat first. So he puts in avurakom. I have a shikse at home. Right? I have to feed her. Why don't I salt the meat before I feed her? So I have a trefa pot in which the maid can use it, right? Avol nimlach kvar osu mishum de oz halachluche shebo mizbashel. Unbelievable problem. Yeah. Any people ever read Shakespeare's Shylock?
Right. Not a flesh, no one of us, right?
Right, he wants his pound of flesh. What's the problem? They caught him, the anti-Semites, right, caught him, you want a pound of flesh, but you can't take any blood. Right? There you had that fabulous line, which everyone who studies Jewish history can appreciate the pathos of it. If they cut me, do I not bleed?
If you tell me.
A Jew doesn't bleed when you cut him, you know. No, our blood is hefka. Look what's happening now. It's not to be believed. Never, Hashem, I've been aware of this outside world for many years. I don't remember this crude, unapologetic hatred of the Jew. Not to be believed. Why? What? Who? Yeah. The evil of evils is Israel. And the world's gone wrong with it, yeah. Everybody shakes their head, yeah, sure, of course. Including in Indochina. In Indochina, where there's not a single Jew that ever was a citizen of Indochina, ever lived there. They're the worst, but it's 100% Muslim country, they're the worst anti-Semites. Don't know what kind of bracha you make on it, even though. Avol Nimrat, so what do you say here? It comes almost like a joke. Oh, you can cook meat a little bit, but you can't cook the blood in the meat. Because the blood cooks quickly. The meat takes a long time. Avol Nimrat. What do they think? That the only meat you can cook, bosar tura, that there's no iso daraisa, I'm putting it into a kli rishon, if it's jerky, if it's dried meat, then you throw it in, okay. And that already makes a little sense. Why it would be some advantage to doing it? Because the meat that's dried, you eat it as it is. And if you don't like it, to eat it as it is because the dentist didn't return your false teeth, so you have trouble, so you want to soften it by putting it into a hot pot, yeah, it's okay. Because it's beef meat and it needs cooking, yeah, so it's no issur d'oraisa of it. It's halacha l'maaseh, it could be big chalukim. You need it for chodesh emos hakana. It's amir al akum to do it, will be okay, and so on. Right? Avol, he says, ulamaseh, ein lahat l'chatchila v'lo nimlach. Elem hu yovesh shemo l'chluchis. You know that Eitzah too. So therefore, the Gemara says that Sor Milcha Bishula Kibisra Natura, use Misra Tura as a standard that needs a lot of cooking, right? When is it referring to? If it's fresh meat, the meat juices, right? They get cooked right away. So it only can be, he says, where imu yovesh emol achluchis v'chein melach. Yeah, this I can't figure out what they had in their mind in the Gemara when it says that salt needs a lot of cooking kebisra l'tura v'chein melach tzor bishul rav kebosor shor v'einu mizbasha v'perishon. So therefore you can put salt into a kli rishon, which is still yatzoledes. Umikol makom nizhorin min hamelach she'ein tchila b'riyoso al dei bishul shonitin afila b'klisheni kol zman she'asoledes bo. But halacha l'maase, we're careful not to put salt in a klisheni if it's still yatzoledes, unless it's a different kind of salt. Look at the language. She'ein tchilas b'riyoso al dei bishul. You hear what they're saying? The last line on Shin Gimel was Ein Tchilas Brioso Al Dei Bishul. There are two kinds of salt. There's sea salt and there's mine salt. Mine salt was never cooked. Sea salt was cooked. How do you get the sea salt? You had to boil off the water.
That's the water being cooked up, the salt itself.
Huh?
That's the water being cooked, not the salt itself.
No. They don't want the salt. You have now salt in a salt cellar. You have salt in your in a container, dry salt. But how did it get salt?
Right, there was sea
so
salt.
So if it went to Bishul 1, we're not machmir. But if it didn't go through a Bishul ever, then we're machmir. Our salt. I think all our salt was cooked. Even though all our salt is mined, we don't have sea salt regularly. Our salt comes from salt mines, but I think in the process of cleaning it, I think it's cooked and dried up. I'm not sure that. You can check up with Mr. Google to see how they make salt nowadays. Yeah. I suspect that they would dissolve it to wash it out and then boil off the water and then grind it to give you the various grain size. It's interesting if you every now and then it catches my eye, a recipe in the newspaper, right? Always say what kind of salt to use.
Kosher.
Kosher salt. Every recipe says kosher salt. How do you make?
It's coarse. It's very coarse.
A chaza, a dish of chaza, right? You have to use kosher salt. Chaza okay, but no trefa salt. Yeah. What's kosher salt? The salt we use for koshering. The big boxes say kosher salt on there. It's salt for koshering meat. In other words, heavy grain salt. Supposedly, it has a different flavor than regular salt. You have to be from the feinschmeckers to make it that different. So.
What is lachlukin?
I just finish us the last point. It brings us the end of our sugi in the Gemara. Our sugi that talks about the mulya and the antichi, right, in the Mishnah Memal of Amar Aleph, is really covered from this one. Kli Rishon Shepino Mimeno Achamin, right? That's the mulya. Imnosan and Shin Dalid. Dalid Shin. Don't say shin dalid because it's shed.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Oh, yeah,
that's because right. Shape. I want to say
shed. Yeah.
It's also like shin mem dalid. They do shin dalid.
Yeah, also shin dalid mem. Or, yeah. Okay. And with shmad and shay.
So we'd rather dush. We'd rather malach of Shabbos than we would shade.
Yeah. All right. So this is dush, right? Dush. Shepino mimeno achamin. In Nosam Socha Mayim, what did they lacham more much? Yasol Ezbo, Reza Chayev. Our Mutter Little Socha Mayim Sonim Rubim, the Vasachas, they love Shiron, a fill the Chatrila, Vachi a Kirich and Omen Aleish. But on the Aleish, that's a Maisa Bishal already. But it was off the fire, and it's a Kirich on where a little bit of water will boil up. A little water will meet Yasol Ezbo. But if in Mitzius you bore in at once Bevasachas a pitcher of water, so that the end result is that it's not Yasoledes, then it's Mutter to Tzolachatchila. That's the chilek between Kli Rishon and Al Gabei Ha'esh. Al Gabei Ha'esh, even if it doesn't end up with the Yasoledes, that simple act is Mechayev you as a Maaser Bishul, even. If nothing else, that's what we had before, the sugya of Zoreya and pick it up and putting a loaf of bread in the tanur, etc. Okay, we'll stop here. So, okay. So where are we up to on 1 o'clock? Who's going to be here at 1 o'clock? You can.